Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Nathan Newdorf, the Minister of Affordability and Utilities for the Province of Alberta. First of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
All right. First thing we want to talk about today is on nuclear energy. I know there has been a lot of work done the past little while on nuclear energy engagement. I know I talked with the Parliamentary Secretary Chantal DeYoung about this a little while ago. They were up here in Peace River and a few other communities. Getting some feedback for this report that's out now. Why don't you just tell us a little bit some of the, recommendations coming out of this?
Sure. This was, as you say, an engagement to see where Albertans are kind of at with the potential of nuclear within the province. So a lot of great interaction, a lot of interest, and a lot of questions. Obviously, there's questions about safety, given the history of nuclear around the world and understanding what the technology is that we have in Canada, why it's safer. What do we do with nuclear waste? Making sure that that's managed and handled really well. And again, we've got world-class regulators in Canada that have been doing this for more than 60 years. So making sure that we have that understanding. And then often questions about water, because that's a pretty precious resource for us here in Alberta. And where do they get the water? How do they use the water? What happens to the water? All of those kind of questions. We've got a little bit more work to do. One of the recommendations was continued engagement, education, and providing of information from trusted sources. And we've got great regulators in Canada that are going to help us do that. The Canadian Nuclear Association, the Canadian Nuclear Waste Association, to name a few. So there's some work there to do, but it's a lot about continuing the journey, continuing the information, and answering these questions really well as we build a framework for what might possibly be in our future.
And certainly when it comes to nuclear energy, there are some other parts of the country that have used it, most notably in Ontario. But, of course, this is a kind of a uncharted territory, if you will, for Alberta. So certainly as this sort of process continues, certainly there'd be lots of regulations you have to put in place. You kind of touched on that a moment ago. But what kind of sort of things would the province be looking to have if nuclear energy is starting to become sort of a thing, if you will?
Yeah, great question. So the first thing that we're going to do from this report is we're going to create a nuclear energy roadmap that just explains to Albertans what we're going to do, when we're going to do it, how we would do it, and just provide a pathway to say, like, is this going to happen tomorrow or is this going to take 20 or 30 years? And it's probably somewhere in the middle. If we were to really be moving quickly, maybe 10 years from now, we'd see that happening. But it just provides a pathway. And again, a lot of that has to do with a framework of legislation and regulation that outlines how we would do this in the province of Alberta. I've mentioned our federal regulators. We also have provincial regulators for electricity. What would their duties and responsibilities be? Which communities would be involved? Which communities would be able to say, no, we don't want this? All of those things need to be mapped out appropriately. But we've got some time, and we want to take time to do this transparently and clearly and informed decision-making with our municipalities, with First Nations, and with interested parties. So we're going to do that, and we're going to take the time to do that. And that path, that map, that roadmap will be the first step, likely to come out early next year.
And certainly when it comes to sort of the information that most people have on nuclear power plants and whatnot, certainly some people like to focus on some of the more negative events, Chernobyl, Fukushima, those sorts of things. But certainly there have been some benefits out there. Is there sort of a kind of a public information sort of aspect of this, kind of letting people know, okay, these are the benefits, these are the good things? Is that sort of part of this as well?
Absolutely. We do have a website through the government of Alberta that people can log into the website and find information. But we want to also connect them to further resources. Like I said, the federal rules, federal regulators, the work that they've been done. A lot of people, while they know roughly that it's happened in Canada, they don't know the details that it's been going on for over 60 years. We've never had a significant accident within Canada. The Canadian CANDU technology for nuclear reactors is different. It doesn't use enriched nuclear uranium. It used unenriched, which makes it a lot safer. And there's a lot of interest about medical isotopes, a program that they've been doing in Ontario for a few years now, which uses medical isotopes to clean and sterilize surgical equipment. It is used to treat certain forms of cancer with a really high degree of success. So there's a lot of other things that are strong economic and medical research fact-based positives from pursuing this in an appropriate way. So yeah, we're working on a lot of that information to help people find what the answers to their question and provide those answers to their question, not just from the government of Alberta, but also from independent, federally regulated entities that have been in this business for decades and decades.
Now, when it comes to, places for nuclear power plants and those sorts of things, certainly up here in the Peace region and Peace River, there, NO Energy Alberta has kind of a proposal out there to try and get sort of a plant built in the region up here. What do you think about, sort of the potential of the Peace region here being sort of a big factor in moving forward when it comes to nuclear energy in the province?
Yeah, there's still a lot of steps and hurdles ahead for any project to go forward, but Energy Alberta has begun that process. They're a tremendous private investment to develop this potential. We are trying to work with them, and we've asked them to make sure that they stay in step with the government, because we do need to do this initial engagement. We need to do the roadmap following approval from the public. We would make sure that we have legislation, regulation. And then there's the next step, which is duties to consult with First Nations that may be impacted. There are all kinds of steps that still need to be done, but the Peace region is a pretty ideal location. They have an abundance of space. They have an abundance of water. They have licensing available for some of those things. And they've got a pretty welcoming community, although, again, those decisions are not yet made, but we are starting that process. And Energy Alberta, as a private developer, is also starting their process.
And finally, we have our guests here at the Trending 55 Posse. Well, I would like to add a little personal question so that the politicians are people too. Now, coming up on kind of the spring, summer months, you know, probably some people planning of potential vacations, you know, for some different areas of the province. You yourself are the MLA for Lethbridge East. What are some interesting things going on in your community, your riding, that you think people might be interested to check out the next little bit?
Well, Lethbridge, we like to be called the Windy City. We got a lot of wind down there. When it's raining on the west coast, it's normally windy in southern Alberta, but we've got some pretty cool things in our coulees, the hoodoos, sculpted by the wind over decades and decades, if not centuries. We've got some pretty cool stuff in the Badlands and head smashed in Buffalo Jump, a great local park and heritage site that we love to have people out. And we've got a lot of Indigenous camping or Indigenous experiences that First Nations are now making available, including some of those sweats and different things like that. So, hey, come on down to Lethbridge, come on down to southern Alberta, see the sights, and have an adventure. We'd love to have you there.
Yeah, well, certainly sounds like you got some interesting things going on there. Nathan Newdorf, Minister of Affordability and Utilities for the province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much, Kyle. Really appreciate the time.